Hey, real quick before we get started, if you're someone out there that has an online store or you're starting an online store and you feel overwhelmed and you need help with product selection from USA and domestic suppliers and having an actual store that you can be proud of that actually converts and isn't gimmicky and full of countdown timers and things like that, and running the Facebook ads to get sales, and then learning how to actually read the data with your Facebook ads to get more sales, and then scale up when the time is right, well, we want to help with that. So what we do is we have what we call a one-to-one store acceleration call. It's a free call with our team. It'll be a strategist on our team, and they'll walk you through what we call our sales success recipe. It's the framework we use when we start and grow online stores. And if you like what you hear, they'll tell you about how we can work together one-to-one to help you grow your online store. Go to storerecipe.com. That's storerecipe.com. You can read over the page and then schedule a call with our team. Let's dive in. So I want to give you a little experiment to try in your business. This doesn't matter if your business is a software, courses, coaching, e-commerce, whatever it is. And the experiment is, I want you to do the opposite of what everybody teaches in regards to lead generation. Now, most people, when they talk about lead generation, they say, hey, drive ads to an opt-in page, capture an email, and nurture someone until they become a buyer, or until they schedule a call, or until they take a free trial. But I wanna challenge you to try the opposite and see how it works in your business. And I wanna tell you why. If you think about the average person at going to an ad, going from an ad to an opt-in page and then an email sequence and all that, we know that that works. We know that there will be a percentage of people that will read emails and respond to emails and take action. But what we also know is that email response rates, while they're good, they're not as good as they used to be. We also know people are more skeptical, so you may get bad emails or secondary emails on opt-in pages. And we definitely know that a percentage of people are just gonna drop off of a funnel. They're not gonna open emails, or they're gonna open one email and then they're not gonna do anything else. They're not gonna consume the content. So this experiment would be basically eliminating all that and just going from your ad to whatever it is you want someone to do with some kind of quick introduction. And the way I like to do it is a blog post. Drive traffic to a blog, and then the blog pitches the main product or service. Or in e-commerce, it's even easier. You just drive direct to a product page, and the product page just needs to sell the product. Software-wise, taking to a page that describes how to do something, and then ideally the software does it for you, is a great way to do this. But there's a variety of ways that you can do it. But the challenge is, I want you to think about all the steps that you're asking people to take in to become a lead or to become a customer in your business. And basically say, hey, what happens if I run an experiment where I eliminate all that stuff, all the nurturing, and just put something in front of somebody and see if they take action on it? I want you to do that. And I would love if people who actually did that would email me and tell me the difference they see in conversions and things like that, cost per leads, cost per signups, cost per consultations, cost per trial, compared to what they're doing now.